Welcome to Nuclear Energy in Korea, a podcast to promote discussion of major issues and challenges in U.S. and Korean nuclear energy. I'm Alan Ahn, and I'll be your host today. I'm speaking with Mr. Takuya Hattori, president of the Japan Atomic Industrial Forum, or JAIF, a nonprofit organization established in 1956 to promote the peaceful use of nuclear energy. Mr. Hattori is joining us over the phone from Tokyo. Mr. Hattori, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
To begin, as the current president of JAIF, what are your main priorities for the organization, and how has JAIF's role changed after Fukushima?
Just after the Fukushima accident, this JAIF is we are sharing that is without restoration or rebuild the Fukushima, there is no future. Of the no nuclear future in Japan, that is a common understanding, and so we are focusing. We are focusing for the activities how to support the restoring of Fukushima. That is the main work. That is our priority.
Following Japan's most recent elections, there have been some discussions about a nuclear restart in Japan under the new administration. Given these political changes, what is the short-term and long-term future of nuclear power in Japan? Is there some optimism for a possible nuclear phase-in?
You know, this in Japan is only two units out of 50 operating.
Yes.
And the process of the restart is basically not changed for the new regulatory bodies. Now is preparing for the new regulatory standards. And they are very recently they issued a draft of the new standard, and now just on the process of starting or discussing with the stakeholders like this utility companies, and that process will finish in coming July. After that, the official review by the new regulatory body for restarting started will start, and so. It will take more time, and how many units is coming in is in when is not clear. That situation is the same as before the last election, and the new administration is relatively positive or supportive for the nuclear power. And we're the nuclear community peoples, Japanese nuclear community peoples, expecting the more progress will be in the near future. But I think I myself is not. I don't think so. That the reason why this new administration is that they got is a major, but. The coming upper house election is coming July, and before that they are still very cautious about drastically change from the former administration, and so this in the short term and there is no change, and long term we are expecting to the more practical. Or pragmatic approach for the nuclear policy on the energy policy will be adopted, and it takes more time.
What are the negative consequences facing Japan if it is unable to restart a substantial portion of its nuclear fleet, specifically in terms of economy, energy security, the environment?
Yes, and the people understand the importance of the stable supply or security supply of the energy. And just yesterday, the Ministry of Finance officially reported to the last year's trade balance. And in that data, since last year, 2012, this is the biggest from the, in the history. The minus 6.9 trillion yen, the trade balance.
Okay,
major contributor to the minus, well, that is increase on the import, that okay. is coming from import, the gas and oil is this very big contributor. And so people understand the current situation is very bad for the Japanese economy, not only the economy, and the utility company is now preparing for the late increase. And such kind of information is that people understand about the importance of the electricity, especially the nuclear power. And I think that will support for the nuclear power the restarting. But actually, the politically, it's not so easy for restarting.
The anti-nuclear community in Japan has talked about increasing geothermal, wind, and solar energy in order to replace the output from nuclear plants.
Mm.
Why or why not is this a practical alternative to nuclear energy in Japan?
I think they are not well understandable the limitation of the summer wind and solar, and
yes.
they are talking about a dream, the future dream, and we have to be more practical. We have to understand, and it's in the European country like is Germany. And wind is now is I think it's about 20% were supplied by wind world, and they are loudly so that we can do like Germany, but not so easy for Japan. But this Japan is it's very limited for the not only the northern part of the Japan is we have the very nice and wind. And solar is also, Japan is a very small country, and so this, I don't know why they are so strongly for the insist to the renewable. I think it's very important to develop the research and to be more competitive. But at present time, it's impossible to replace the nuclear power with the renewable.
You mentioned earlier that there's a lot of political challenges to a nuclear restart in Japan, and a lot of this is stemming from public opinion and public acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
What has been the strategy in Japan as far as regaining public trust and confidence in nuclear power?
Oh, that's a very good question, but very difficult to answer. And we are looking for the how to regain for the trust and the confidence. And at present time, the Japanese situation is very serious. My view is all the peoples, not only the government, regulatory body, utilities, and reactor vendors, and also the academia. Is they lost the trust or confidence from the general public. And the most serious point is academia or such kind of the experts lost.
Yeah.
My idea is now is a new regulatory body study, and so many opinion about this and the members or the commission members or the selection process or the but it's already started, and so we have to support or follow their current for activity. And also the recently the Japanese utility or industry side established a new organization like INPO that we call this JANSI, Japan Nuclear Safety Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And that is these two drive, the two of wheel, the regulatory side and industry side, how to cooperate, or how to enhance the safety, such a kind of process is very, very, very important to get the public support. But at that time, my idea is how can we keep the transparent process. That is very, very important. But that process just started, and so we have to look in it. And it takes, as I mentioned, until the coming July, how can we in the open, showing the process of the enhancement, and how to talk with international communities on such kind of things is very, very important. And we JIFE will support the such kind of process.
On that topic of international engagement, one of your initiatives as JAIF president has been to engage the international community more. In what ways do you think the international community can help Japan regain domestic public support for nuclear energy?
Yes, and as I mentioned, this new regulatory body and new JANSI, they have the framework to communicate or to get international advisory groups advice for. And very recently, from the United States, from the France, and from UK, the very high levels, regulatory commissioner came to Japan, and they talk with new regulatory bodies or chairmen and other people. At that time, their suggestion or their advice, you have to more open and for discuss with stakeholders, like utility companies. That is a very big impact for the new regulatory body. And also the new JANSI, they are closely contact with WANOS or IMPOS and also the utility companies or overseas, and such kind of the information on what's going on in the case of the overseas. That is a very helpful to improve the trust or confidence level of the general public.
Now, going back to the topic of Fukushima caused shockwaves not only in Japan, but had a profound negative effect on how people view nuclear power throughout the world. You have said in previous talks that this was caused by the poor transmission of information about the accident within Japan and also outside of Japan. What specifically did you mean by this?
Yes, very, very unfortunate situation, and still such kind of situation is not so much for improved. And the reason why is one is a language problem. In the discussion in Japan is only in Japanese and not translated to English or other language. And the Japanese official, the Japanese government and the regulatory bodies, they don't talk. They talk only after that was officially approved in the organization. That means that the people or other outsiders cannot understand what's going on. Without information, they cannot get they cannot think about. Only the information the general public get that through mass media. That is a very bad situation. And so we are JIFE, we do our best how to easily understand for the general public, especially on the overseas countries. We do our best. And so still not that we have to improve in that area. And that is most important, most serious the point for the and so this information and also the not only information but is that after dialogue based on that information, that is very important.
You've mentioned the new nuclear regulator in Japan quite a bit in this discussion. There's concern within the Japanese nuclear industry that a new regulator may be too strict with its requirements, although a new regulator, if it's independent, will also address theoretically some of the issues that existed before Fukushima. But I guess the industry is concerned that with requirements that are too strict, it may make the operation of nuclear plants less economical. What is your perspective on the new regulatory system in Japan?
As I mentioned, that they are now in the process of the establishing or the building for the new regulatory standard. And as you mentioned, that is current for the current discussion. Current their tendency is very very strict, and all the five or the commissioner is they are not engineer, and the nuclear power plant is that is the product of engineering, but they are the scientists. And so that is very difficult for to communicate with engineering sense, based on the engineering sense.
Sure.
And so this, I'm a surface engineer, and so this when we have to, we understand for the risk world, for example. But at that time, we have to decide some point. And when we choose or decide some point, at that time, we have some of the residual risk, and how to cope with that residual risk, that is a discussion, and how much can we accept. But at present, discussion is that there are two scientific approach, and they ask to the utility companies, you have to explain this zero possibility was that is impossible in the area of the engineering. And anyway, it's in the process of the discussion. And so this, I think, until the July, and I expect more mild or more reasonable standard will be established. And we have to wait, and during the process of the discussion, and how much can we show? Can we show the actual data to persuade or to discuss with the commissioner? That is the point. We have to have the discuss with based the backup of the Jiangxi, the group of they have the expertise for the area, and we have to discuss more about that one. And the general public looking at that process.
With all the uncertainties surrounding Japan's nuclear program, the Japanese government has officially stated its commitment to the current fuel cycle policy and maintaining Rokkasho. How important is the development of a closed fuel cycle for the future viability of Japanese nuclear power?
That is very complicated, and so this at present time is we don't have discuss about that, and we jive, and that is just before this decision made in the last September. And the strong opponent for the local government, especially from Fukui Prefecture and Aomori Prefecture, and before the decision of the new policy, for the new policy do not thinking about, they take care about this the relationship between the local government, the relationship of the government and the policy decision and so. Finally, a little bit for the change, and so the current official statement is very political, I think. And I think we will pursue the fuel cycle, but at present time we are focusing mostly for the restarting for the light water reactor. And when it's at present time, there's not so much pressure for the backend cycle. That means we don't operate reactor, and so not generate spent fuel. That is a very good situation for the backend pressure point. And but anyways, when we restarting, at that time we will generate the spent fuel, and so the discussion about the backend is the next step.
Typically, those who have criticized Japan's efforts to develop a closed fuel cycle have cited economic and non-proliferation concerns. How would you respond to those critics?
Yeah, we understand for the fuel cycle is not economical. That is official statement of the United States. We understand, and also the non-proliferation point. To produce for the plutonium by reprocessing and no means to consume the plutonium, that is not for not good for the non-proliferation point of view, and so this anyway this the Dokasha is not yet officially the commercialized, and we have more time about that. And We will not have the surplus for plutonium. That is a basic Japanese nuclear policy, and so we have to be more transparent to that plutonium usage and plutonium surplus for this, such kind of the information. They're very keen for the international community. We understand well.
Well, Mr. Hattori, thank you so much for your time and joining us today, as well as for sharing your thoughts and knowledge.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.